to our Washington newsroom now, WOKV's Candace Cole. And I'm reading with great interest this Insurance Institute of Highway Safety evaluation of popular crossover vehicles, because I drive one of them. And so I have precious cargo in the back seat. And so whenever I see safety involving one of these, it catches my attention. Go through what you're seeing in terms of this brand new data that's coming in, Candace.
Right. Good morning, Rich. Well, this new evaluation by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety focused on rear crash prevention, and it found 7 out of 8 small SUVs that they looked at performed really well when it came to stopping low-speed rear crashes. So it's something that the IIHS says is a common cause for many insurance claims. Now, out of those 8, 4 of those, it's the Ford Escape, the Honda CR-V, Mitsubishi Outlander, and the Subaru Forester, all received superior ratings. That's followed by the Mazda CX-5, Toyota's RAV4, and the Volkswagen Taos were all given advanced ratings. The Hyundai Tucson is the only one that just received that basic rating, but the IIHS says that nearly 30% of insurance claims were for rear-pointing accidents back in 2022. And as you might know, as of 2018, all vehicles are required to have a backup camera, but not necessarily the rear automatic emergency braking system that this evaluation looked at.
You know, what's interesting about all this, Candace, is there's been a lot of recent reporting about the age of vehicles that we Americans are driving, and that we're driving older vehicles longer. So it hasn't been that long since they've been required to have those backup cameras. And still we see this data coming in. I think that's an interesting thing on where we are and how the technology will ultimately continue to improve for whenever we buy that next new vehicle into the future.
That's right. And it's something that's also proven to be pretty cost effective. The IIHS said that this technology, it costs about $600 for automakers to include in their designs, as opposed to $4,000 that it could cost drivers if they end up in those accidents, those wow. rear-facing accidents.
Wow, what a tremendous difference between those two costs. Candace, thanks. WOKV's Candace Cole, part of our live team coverage in our Washington newsroom.